which was to change his life for the better. Straight away, Morrel felt stronger and happier. He hung out with the turtles for a while, and they were true friends, and they were happy and kind. No longer did he feel out of his depth anymore, and he knew he could move forward to a better and more rewarding life for himself. A few days later, Morrel thanked the turtles, and one of the more wise ones said, "Morrel, you have done it. You can swim strongly by yourself now, so swim upwards and continue to grow brighter and stronger. And remember to love and respect yourself for yourself, because you are free to be you. And you don't need to be with those troublemaking fish anymore that have no common sense." So Morrel did. And as he kept swimming upwards, he also began to see things differently and much more positively. He now felt much stronger and much more confident, and everything around him, especially the coral that he used to smash for amusement, seemed much brighter and much more beautiful. He noticed all the troublemaking fish that had tricked him and left him frightened in the darkness for 2 days. And he chose not to hang out with them anymore. He saw other fish that had been real friends, who told him the truth, even though he had never listened then. So he apologized to them all, especially his supportive family. He had much more power, strength, happiness, love, and respect for himself. Feeling this way, he knew he could overcome any challenge and win with the newfound calmness and humbleness within him, just like a quiet achiever. Then one day Morrel swam to a place in the ocean where a huge underwater mountain stood. It was a mountain so high that from the bottom you would have to take 3 very long looks to see up to the very top. But by the end of the 3rd long look, the sun would reflect brightly through the clear water, and the view was great. And that's when he decided that after looking from the bottom of the mountain up to the top, that he wanted to climb to the top of the mountain and become an eagle, so he could look down to the bottom from up at the top. This was the greatest challenge yet, so he set off to climb the mountain. It was very difficult at first, as some rocks and old broken coral would slip away. There were places where even the 8 tentacles would give him no grip. He sometimes became a little scared.